Now, we're going to start this afternoon by talking about the subject of dodgy boxes, because as you may have heard in the news today, countries in Europe are starting to take steps to deal with illegal streaming by punishing users of the so-called dodgy boxes. Now, here in Ireland, a lot of the focus so far has been on those who sell and distribute the devices. But other European countries, the likes of Italy and Greece, have introduced systems to fine people who illegally stream TV and movie content. And we hear also that authorities in Belgium and Portugal are planning to take similar action. So could Ireland be about to follow suit? For more on this, I'm delighted to welcome Adrian Weckler, who is technology editor with the Irish Independent, and he's on the phone now. Good afternoon, Adrian.
Good afternoon, Deirdre.
Thank you so much for joining us. First of all, about dodgy boxes, just generally speaking, how widely used are they in this country?
Between 1 in 5 and 1 in 4 households. So according to a survey that we did for the Sunday Independent in July, we asked the question, do you use a dodgy box of 1,500 people? It was an Ireland Thinks survey. And 14% said, yes, I do. And then further 10% said, I prefer not to say. So you make your own mind up whether that's, you know, 15% or 14% or 24%. It's probably toward the latter. So it's very, very common in Ireland. There won't be many listeners to this radio show who aren't aware of them or don't know somebody who uses one.
And of course, you know, without stating the obvious, the real reason so many people use them, Adrian, is because there's a massive price difference between a dodgy box and what you might typically pay to Sky or any of the other streaming services.
Well, there is for kind of premium movies and premium sport. There isn't actually for basic service. So, for example, and I've no connection with Sky, but if you get the basic Sky box, and you get Netflix and you get Sky Atlantic and you get the normal TV channels with that, that's €17 a month. That's not much more than dodgy box. Typically, you'll pay about a tenner a month or so for a dodgy box subscription. But for that, you get to illegally stream premium sport and movies. And so that's the attraction.
Yeah, and I know that they can stream a lot of, we'll say, cross-channel soccer games that mightn't even be available on the likes of Sky.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So it's pretty clear why people do it. The availability of the content there, even though it is illegal to do it and it is illegal to stream it under Irish law, but it's kind of seen as a pretty harmless crime, and your chances of getting caught are pretty low to non-existent, because the guards' policy on it at the moment is that they don't go after end users because there's no easy way to fine users. So you mentioned about fines in Italy and Greece. And what they did in Italy last year was they changed the law there away from a setup like Ireland, so that you could essentially send the equivalent of penalty points to people in the post. So what happens now in Italy is every time the guards there raid a distributor or seller, they check the subscribers list, the payments that go into those distributors, and they then send a fixed fine notice to the people on that list. So and then if you don't pay the fine, then the guards come around and then you might face a court appearance. So they've changed it to make it much, much easier to go after dodgy box users rather than sellers or distributors. And that's the setup that the likes of Sky now want to introduce here in Ireland.
Okay. Because to date, I mean, I've heard a lot of talk about, even on our own station here in Kerry, I've heard a lot of talk about dodgy box, but as you said, it's all been about the distributors. And really, I suppose that's why there's such a large number of people using the dodgy boxes, because they know they won't get caught, and they think the rest of us who pay for Sky are fools to pay so much more money.
Yeah, there is definitely that element to it. You know, the and like the cost of viewing, if you want to see, for example, all of the cross-channel Premier League matches, that means three stations. That means Sky Sports, it means TNT, and it also means Premier Sport. And that will run you probably about 60, 70 euro by itself, you know, on top of your, you know, the rest of what you're paying for. And then most people also pay for things like Netflix or Disney TV, although you get a fair, you probably get a fair amount of that on the dodgy box as well. So it's kind of seen as a way of getting something for little or nothing. Now, like, the other question we asked in that Sunday Independent poll was, do you think people who use dodgy boxes, even though it is against the law, do you think they should be fined? And 65% said no. And so there's definitely an attitude in Ireland, look, you know, what's the big deal here? It's some big corporation. Who cares? The only problem with that attitude is that you have on one side of it the dodgy box. You have another side of it. You've got the Netflixes and the Disneys and the Apple TVs and the Amazons. They're the monthly streaming subscriptions that are become popular, and YouTube as well. And it's the likes of the RTEs and the Skies and the BBCs. They're in the middle and they're being squeezed out. And what I mean by squeezed out is we're not watching as much of their stuff anymore because we don't seem to be willing to pay for it. And if we're not willing to pay for it, then they can't make programs and then we watch it even less.
Yes.
So the number one thing that most people in Ireland watch on their TV sets in a normal living room in Ireland is YouTube. That's a normal household in Ireland, right?
Okay.
Number two is Netflix. And then number three is RTE. So that's 2026. Yeah, a lot of listeners might be surprised at that.
I'm surprised myself. Yeah.
I watch the 9 o'clock news. I watch Primetime. I watch the Eurovision. I watch, you know,
Gaelic Games.
The All-Ireland Final. Yeah. And those items. But outside those four or five things, I think people would struggle to name a single thing they watch on RTE. And that's because they don't. And maybe the Traitors, maybe. Well, if you think about it, can you think of a single thing that you watch on RTE outside news and sport?
Off the top of my head, yeah, probably not, yeah, to be honest.
Now there are listeners to this show that will be able to say, no, I watch
Fair City.
Or I watch.
Yeah.
There are some people who watch Fair City. But if we had this conversation 10 years ago, you and I and many other listeners to the show would be able to say off the top of their head what was on RTE on a Sunday night at 9:30, right?
Mm.
Now, I think it's room to improve with Dermot Bannon.
It is, yeah.
Okay, but I would have to think about that and I wouldn't be sure about it. I haven't a clue what's on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Maybe, I do know the prime time is on Tuesday and Thursday. My point here is that our viewing tastes are changing and there's not going to be money to make programming if we keep using dodgy boxes. That's the point I'm making. So it's just something to think about because it is seen as a bit of a victimless crime. And in a way, it is a victimless crime. But in another sense, we're just diluting away kind of... And I'm conscious that these are not considered to be, you know, life or death situations for most people in Ireland. But if we don't do something about it, we won't have TV stations. So I do think that inevitably at some point the government is going to step in and do something like that. And what that will mean is it'll be somebody like Comreg, the telecoms regular, will be given the duty to remit to send out fines. Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Well, listen, I learned a lot more than I anticipated I was going to learn from this conversation, Adrian, but certainly thought-provoking. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate that.
Thanks, Deirdre.
And that's Adrian Reckler there, who is technology editor with the Irish Independent, talking to us about dodgy boxes and the possibility, not today or tomorrow, but somewhere down the line in the not-too-distant future, that people who have them will be fined. They've started doing it in at least two European countries. Two more look set to follow suit. Can Ireland be far behind, I wonder? All the focus so far has been on the distributors of the dodgy boxes, But slowly but surely, the attention is now turning to those who actually buy the dodgy boxes. It's an interesting one. Just to throw in my own tuppence worth before we go to break, and I would love your comments and thoughts on this, by the way. I don't have a dodgy box. I just put my hands up first of all and say, I don't. I pay for Sky, I pay for Netflix, like a lot of people. But I have been in people's houses and I have deliberately gone to other houses where I know they have a dodgy box to watch, we'll say, a cross-channel soccer game that I don't have. And nine times out of ten, there's a problem with that game. It either starts for 10 minutes and the next thing the screen freezes or the screen starts jumping around the place or whatever and you can't watch it. So I wonder, now I'm sure that doesn't happen all the time. It probably doesn't happen very often, but are they called dodgy boxes for a reason? Is the quality of the picture on screen dodgy sometimes as well? Maybe it isn't. But anyway, let me know what your thoughts are. Do you have one? We won't out you. You don't have to give us your name. But do you have one, and how would you feel about running the risk of being fined for the pleasure of it? Would it be worth it? 083 300 3300.